Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news and every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts.
Your Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked On Sharks, your daily source of everything Team San Jose. A little bit of a scheduling note. We had something planned, but it kind of fell through the last second. So we will make sure that we get that out to you hopefully next week and continue our draft coverage. And if I sound like shit, it's because I'm on iPhone headphones again because I left my mic and laptop at my house like a smart guy. I am genius. It's good times over here. So bear with us for the audio this one time, but we'll be back to normal Sunday, continue with the draft coverage as we get closer, expansion stuff, all your questions. We'll do all that good stuff. I'm your host, Kyle Demetrius. Back with me, as always, is JD. Eric is once again passed on to the other side. RIP in peace to him.
Yes.
Congrats to him for that success.
He lived a good
life. Yeah, it was a good run. So today what we're going to do is, because we think that it might be important to maybe take a look at Jesper Wallstedt, and we have a profile of him coming up in the future. So don't worry, we're going to cover him off, but we kind of want to talk about this whole goalies in the first round and kind of the strategy. So what we're going to do is we're going to go back and look at through all the first round goalies of the last, I think it's like 20 years. And we'll kind of, obviously, as we get to like 2001, it's going to be less relevant on Tuesday, but we're going to go back and look through them and discuss, like, is it worth taking a goalie that high? Like, do they pan out? Kind of that stuff. We're going to look at goalie drafting as a strategy. So I think off the top, we should say that, yes, we understand that drafting a goalie, you can find Jonathan Quick in the third or whomever in the late rounds and beyond, right?
Correct. But
like, I don't think.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you find goalie. I think among all players, goalies are the ones that seem to kind of pop up from, you know, random places and do well. And the Sharks just haven't had much luck finding that goalie just to kind of pop up out of nowhere and lead them to success.
Yeah, so, Sharks have like never had a top flight goalie, really. Like, Dubakov won the Calder, and I think he was pretty good. People now will say that he's overrated, but
yeah.
Beyond that, if we'll start with Nabokov, well, they've never really had a lights out goalie. Like, Niemi was fine, but never really did the big moments in the playoffs. Toskala was good as that 1A, 1B situation, but never popped off. I mean, they had Kiprusoff. They did draft Kiprusoff, mm-hmm. right? And chose Toskala over Kiprusoff because Toskala had been playing better up to that point and wanted to give one of them a shot. So that's a miss right there. Like, we can just chalk that up. So that's a miss. Yep. Obviously, keeping Kiprusoff would have been much better than, obviously, Niemi. Grice was in the organization for a bit, but he was always a backup, and he wasn't nearly as good as he was currently or the past few seasons. So that's a 50%, you'd say?
Yeah.
Because he wasn't that good with the Sharks overall. Like, well, I don't know if he wasn't that good, but he was always a backup. He was never going to get his shot, and then it took him a while to get to where he is.
Yeah. No, and that's the weird thing with goal. Like, people say goalies are voodoo and stuff like that, and sometimes it's just being in the right situation or the right team. And, like, we see that sometimes where goalies play really well with one team, they get into a different situation, and then they just fall apart. And so,
yeah, like Carter Hart. Yeah.
And then Martin Jones,
who was in between. They had some, like, backups, like, Dimitri Patsold, I think he was a goalie, right? And Tiro Ninomäki was in there. They had some random goofballs. Troy Grosnick remember Troy Grosnick?
Yes.
He was there for a minute. So they've never had anybody
like that stellar, really, like, yeah.
Yeah, Martin Jones in 2015-16, sure.
Yeah.
But
again,
you got to do it for more than 1 year, right?
Yep.
So. What we're going to do, so let's go back and look at, because Jesper Wallstedt's going to go, he could go anywhere from, honestly, he could go two to Seattle. I don't mm-hmm. think they will. I think they're going to take Beniers, obviously. I think the first four picks of the draft are going to be Power, Beniers, Edvinson, Hughes.
Yep.
And then I actually think Columbus is going to take McTavish at 5.
Makes sense.
But
whoever they like between Clark and McTavish, because they need both defense and
they need everybody.
So, yeah, they need people.
except for goalies. They have a million goalies. They have like Korpisalo and Merzlikins and that other guy that I can never pronounce his name. Kovlenix.
Don't
guy.
Ask me.
Yeah. No. It's fun.
I'm glad we have Jones. That's the one thing.
Martin Jones.
Doug Wilson. The reason why he isn't gotten it's for me because he doesn't want. He knows I'd struggle with some of the Eastern European names. That's why he just wants to stick with Martin Jones. Make
it the Ilya Brizgalovs of the world need to stay away. So I think that. Jesper Walsh, yeah, you could start say Jesper Walsh could start at 2, but realistically,
I think 6.
6 because 3 is Anaheim. They have Gibson and Dostal. They're 100% not taking him. 4, they have Mackenzie Blackwood in New Jersey, and if you believe in him or not, they do. So I don't think they're going to rush out and grab another young goalie. Nope. 5 is Columbus. They have a million. 6, Detroit doesn't have any goalie prospects. So I think that's the real Jesper watch from there. And then 6 doesn't have a goalie. 7, obviously San Jose doesn't have a goalie. Who's 8?
Put some respect on Magnus Kronos. So
big Chungus. I forgot about him. We'll see. But and then 8, who's 8? Vancouver? They have DiPietro and Thatcher Demko, so they're not taking a goalie for sure. 9 is LA.
No, 8 is LA. Sorry, Vancouver is 9. My bad.
Okay, so LA also has LA can take a goalie. They have Cal Peterson, California Peterson. But I don't know if they'll take a goalie. They could take a goalie. That would be. I don't think Rob Blake would, but they could take a goalie. Then 9 is Vancouver, and then 10 is Ottawa. Ottawa was 100% taking him. But who knows what the hell Ottawa does, right?
Yeah.
So
before we get into this, like we've been debating with Eric, and since he's not here, he can't fight back, but about like why the Sharks should, our thought, I think you and I kind of shared the same thing, where it's they should, if the board kind of falls the way that we think it might fall, if Eklund, you know, if all four of the defensemen are gone, Eklund and Beniers are gone, why not take the guy who has the highest ceiling? And everyone is saying that Jesper Wallstedt is supposed to be amazing, right? You've already drafted a bajillion guys, like forwards who have second line kind of ceilings. And that's all we've heard about every forward in this draft is, except for Eklund, is their ceiling is a second or third lines forward, right?
Yeah, that's the thing, is that you're maxing out. Like, there's guys that are talented, but you're not maxing out at the ceiling of
potential Hall of Famer.
NHL. Oh, yeah. Hall of Famer. All NHL, all-star, top of their class, top of their position goaltender, right? So that's Wallstedt's legitimate ceiling. And when we get an expert on to talk Wallstedt, it'll obviously become clear. Like, he is legitimately good. People that are putting up his stats at his age, and especially like the SHL and where he is now.
We talked about SHL. It's a good league. Like
it's men.
Yeah.
It's actual men. So yeah, those goalies don't fail.
Yeah.
Now people think that you can find the value. It's like the running backs in football, right? Where you can find value later in the draft.
Yeah.
At like a more fungible position, but that's the
sometimes
argument for
talent
it.
Is talent,
and
man.
Sometimes talent is talent. Yeah. You just gotta take the guy. So, last year, obviously, we have no basis to talk about Yaroslav Askarov because he was taken last year.
Yeah.
And we have no like way to say he was good or not. I mean, he was. He's worthy of being taken. I think he's taken at like 12. I don't have it up in front of me, but it doesn't matter. He's taken by Nashville. Jury's out. Okay. 2019, Spencer Knight. He went 13th overall to Florida.
Already made his NHL debut.
Yeah, he's really good. Yes. In 2019-20 with Boston College, he went 23-8-2 with a 1.97 GAA and a 931 save percentage. He is good. He's already supplanted like they won't bring back Dreger because they have Bobrovsky, and so he's going to be on there. They've signed him to an NCAA from the NCAA. Like he's yep. legitimately good. He might be the best goalie prospect in the world. That's not in the NHL. Well, now he is in the NHL. Some people say that Wallstedt's better. So again, Knight, it's hard to say where he's at because he's just getting started. Okay, no goalies in 2018, 2017. Jake, I don't know if it's Ottinger or Ettinger. Ettinger, Ottinger, Otter. It's Jake Otter.
Ottinger.
Ottinger. I like Ottinger. 2017, 26 overall to Dallas. He also just started playing this year, so he got his first games this year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough with those guys.
So yeah, really... he did play 29 games, started 24, 236 goal GAA and 911 save percentage and one shutout. So
for that's pretty season, good.
That's pretty solid. You know, especially yeah.
Yeah, how much season. Is that buoyed by Dallas's Dallas being well? I guess Dallas been that good, so it's not. It's not necessarily he was playing behind a superstar team. So,
and you're also having to play against Tampa, Florida, Carolina, teams who can put up points.
Really how quickly, dare you so. Disrespect Nashville?
And yes,
and St. Louis. Oh no, St. Louis was in the Pacific.
Yeah,
that makes no sense. Yeah, so those first three guys, all three teams are happy with their choices. Nothing really can be said. So,
yep.
I don't know. We'll just quickly move on. 2016, no goalies taken in the first round. 2015, Ilya Samsonov was taken 22nd overall. And JD, I know you have his stats up. Plays for Washington.
So for Washington, this year he played in 19 games, started 18 of them. 269 goals against average and 902 save percentage.
And then two shutouts. Do you have his playoff numbers?
Yeah,
playoff starting playoffs.
Yeah, he played three playoff games, 299, 899 save percentage. So didn't do super well in the playoffs. Yeah, so he's still 908 save percentage for his career. So he's kind of, I think he had a rough year. Again, that division that he was in is, I mean, other than Buffalo, and like Buffalo is trash.
Yeah. Was this his first year in the NHL, or did he play last year as well?
Career, he played last year as well. So he got 26 games last year and 19 games this year. So he's got 45 games right in the regular season. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be doing anything with, like, they're going to re-sign him and he's going to be their goalie of the future. I don't think that they regret taking anybody.
Yeah, he's
outside of that.
He's also 24, so that's the thing. Yeah, so I think
that's the thing. He's 24, right? He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he's got a solid. Like, I don't know if he's going to be like a. You know, anywhere like in a Vezina, but I think he's probably like his career directory is probably an above average starter for.
Yeah. So now those guys were taking 22 and 26, and now we're at another low pick. So in 14 and 15, nobody, nowhere, 14 and 13, nobody went. But in 2012, the Tampa Bay Lightning selected 19th overall, Andrei Vasilevskiy. And this right here should be the. Yeah, he's terrible. This should be the poster boy for taking a goalie when you got again, skills.
He was taken at the end of the first round. So
19.
So, but again, he's winning the Vezina this year.
Well, he won it in 2019 as well.
Yeah. So really good. Let me pull up his stats. So
that's the best case scenario for taking a goaltender in the first round.
Yes. I mean, granted, Tampa is a juggernaut team.
Oh, yeah.
But this year, 42 games played, 221 goals against average, 925 save percentage, five shutouts in the playoffs, 13 games, 221 goals against, 933 save percentage with two shutouts. And as of the recording, he has given up one goal to the Islanders. So right now.
Yeah. How many seasons have you been in the NHL?
For his career, so he broke in the 2014-2015 season, played 16 games, and then he took over the reins in the 2016-2017 where he started playing like, he was 50 games, and He's been the man since then. Career stats, so if you want his career, 251 goals against average, 920 save percentage, and 26 shutouts.
Yeah, and this is the first guy that
two games played.
So. Yeah. This is the first guy where an elite talent gets paid, right? He makes $10.5 million.
Yes.
So another argument is that
he's only 26, so like he's just hitting his prime right now.
It's nuts. Like Vasilevsky and another guy we're going to talk about on the list are the absolute best case scenario that you can hope for. But if you get 80% of Vasilevsky and you pay them 80%, like if you pay your goalie $7 million and you're getting a Vezina caliber goalie, like that's kind of the trade-off, right? But I mean, if you're drafting seventh overall and you take Wahlstedt and he turns into a multi-Vezina winner, I don't know how it was a bad pick.
Yeah, and say like, oh, that was a terrible pick. They should have picked Fabian Lysell, who's probably at his peak is maybe hitting 70 points on the second line.
Yeah, maybe. If he hits everything.
If everything goes right for him, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So no goaltenders were taken at 11. Then in 2010, 11th overall, Jack Campbell. I believe he was drafted by the Stars. And then he went to LA. But yeah, he's taken 11th overall. This is the highest guy we've seen so far.
All right.
So didn't really pan out until this season. And that's, 10 years later?
Yeah, so Campbell, started one game with Dallas, bounced over to the Kings, where he didn't really start playing for the Kings until the 2018-2019 season, which makes sense when you have Jonathan Quick in his prime.
I mean, still, that's 8 years past his draft.
Yeah. So 31 games, 20 games, and then this last year, they got traded to Toronto last season. Then this year, he played 22 games for Toronto. 215 goals against, 921 save percentage with two shutouts.
He had that crazy winning streak of like 12 games in a row or whatever it was. Yeah. He set the record for games in a row, won.
Then this year in the playoffs, famously helped blow a 3-1 lead. But still in the playoffs, though, that wasn't on him.
He was really good in the playoffs.
Yeah, 181 goals against and 934 save percentage with one shutout.
Jack Campbell was not the issue in Toronto. Like the guy played out of his mind. And if Toronto can find... If he can keep this up, maybe he's – how old is he now?
He's 29 right now. So
if he can keep this up for, like, two or three more years, then Toronto has just cranked their – like, expanded their window, not kept it open because their window's crazy open with how young they are. But, like, they've expanded their window, their opportunity. So this is the thing where taking him 11th overall, he was a bust until now, which that's not really
ideal for the Sharks, right? And that's what we talked about sometimes or earlier where it's – again, the Kings have been rebuilding for the past couple of years. You go to a much better team with a much better players around you. You know, of course, you're going to play better. So it could have been, just getting into a different situation. And you see a guy flourish. We see it all the time. So,
yep. So that's our first bust. We got to call him a bust for the sake of
where he was drafted and how long it took them to develop. Yes.
Yeah, he's on his third team. Like San Jose's not drafting somebody for the Kraken in 10 years. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
that's our first one. Okay.
All right, guys. If you're like me, and sometimes you're trying to pack up the kids, you're rushing to work, and you forget to grab breakfast, that's where I reach for a Built Bar. So Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar on the market. It comes in 18 amazing flavors, including my personal favorite, like Cherry Barcia. They also have salted caramel, toffee almond, and coconut almond, to name a few. Each bar is covered in 100% chocolate and they're soft and easy to chew. They're great for health conscious people or if you want to lose or maintain weight while still indulging in a delicious treat. Each bar is low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, great for keto diets. And right now, when you visit builtbar.com, use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. Again, use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at builtbar.com.
That was 10. No goalie in 2009. Then 2008, 18th overall, Chet Pickard. Full bust. He's the only one that you can consider probably a true bust. Like full on. Like Jack Campbell eventually made it 10 years later. He only played in one game over his first six seasons with Dallas, then played in a handful of LA, then went to Toronto and is now a stud. Can't really call that a bust. He's making a career for himself. Chet Pickard, straight up bust.
Yeah. Nothing. He played zero games in the NHL. So
he never played for Nashville. And only played in 49 AHL games over 5 years. In 2019-20, he played in the German Elite League.
So, yep.
Straight up bust. So there's your wariness. That was at 18. So then we go back. So that was 2008, nothing in 7. 06, 11th overall, Jonathan Bernier. Mm-hmm. Interesting little career on this guy.
Yeah, so Bernier, he has played, so he spent last year with...
Everywhere.
yes. He's played 394 career games in the NHL. Last year, the last couple of years, he's been with Detroit, with the Red Wings, who are very similar to the Sharks, also bad. He put up a 299 goals against average and a 914 save percentage with zero shutouts for his career. 277 goals against and 913 save percentage with 18 shutouts. So again, but he's played with, you know, one, two,
five, I think, right?
Three, four, five. Yeah. Five teams.
Yeah. And with Toronto, yeah, I think he had like a 915 save percentage in a 3-year stretch with Toronto as well. Not a full bust, but like not what you want.
Kind of in the candle, like where you're kind of waiting for him to kind of get it together. It never maybe really hit his ceiling, but he's a serviceable goaltender. So
yeah, he'd be better than like he's better than everybody on the Sharks.
He's better than everybody on the Sharks, but like if he's probably best in a tandem. But again, that's where if you're using the 7th overall pick on a goalie, you're hoping that he's not a tandem goalie type.
Exactly. Position, that was 2006. And then 2005, the year before, this is the closest we're going to get to the Sharks because it was 5th overall is Montreal. They took Carey Price. And this is the other best case scenario from Vasilevsky. So this is a goalie that was taken very high, obviously 5th, and lived up to expectations. He was the best goalie in the world for a long time. He's currently absolutely destroying the playoffs.
Yep.
For Montreal right now, people are like, oh, well, he makes $11 million or whatever over the season. But you got to remember that I think he played 10 seasons not on a $12 million contract.
Yeah. So he broke into the league 2007, 2008, where he played half the games. His lowest, he's played a bajillion games. A total of 707 games played in the NHL. I think just the 2015-2016 year where he only played 12, I think he was hurt that year. And then, so this year he definitely had a down year, but
look at his playoff numbers.
But yeah, his play. So we'll go through it. So his 25 games this year, 264 goals against, average 901 save percentage with one shutout, but the playoffs. 214, 930, one shutout. And then for his career, 250 goals against, 917 with 49 shutouts.
And he's played a lot of games.
707 games is a lot of games. If you're telling me that, you're going to get 700 games out of your 7th round pick, yes, you signed me up
for that. 7th overall, not 7th round pick. You got that out of a 7th round pick. That's incredible. Yeah, everybody knows about Carey Price. That's a guy that, that's what you're hoping for at 7 overall. The guy you're not hoping for at 2004, 6 overall, Al Montoya.
No.
Bust, but, he played in 160 NHL boy games. No, well, Chet Pickard.
Oh, Chet Pickard. Yeah, this guy's right behind him, so.
Yeah, he played 15 years in the NHL, but he never really amounted to.
He's, 2 months older than me.
Yeah, yeah. He never hit. For a 6th overall pick, you're expecting elite starting caliber goal, and he never hit that. So it's kind of bad. This is where it kind of gets janky because now we're getting older. But in 2003, 1st overall was Marc-Andre Fleury. Taking Marc-Andre Fleury, who's pretty good choice.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Still playing, still dominating right now. I know he definitely had some. A swoon with his Pittsburgh, but I mean,
he's up and down.
Up and down. But so this year, 36 games played, 198 goal GAA, 928 save percentage, but six shutouts in 36 games. Granted, I believe half of them probably came against the Sharks, but and then the playoffs, 192 goals against, 923 save percentage with another shutout. For his career, he's played 883 games. 255 goals against average, 913, 67 shutouts.
Yeah. These are the kind of, so I hope people are noticing that, like, we're not saying the word bust a lot.
Yeah. Even his down year before with his last year with Pittsburgh, 38 games played, 909 save percentage, which, like, as a Sharks fan right now, I think we would.
Yeah, you'll take that.
You would take that in a down year. Yeah.
So. These last couple guys we'll just rip off real quick. Kari Lehtinen was taken second overall in 2002. He's played a long time. I don't think he's fine. He's perfectly. He's been above average.
He's a cromulent goaltender.
Yeah, he's decent. You'd probably not what you want for two overall, but you'll take it at seven probably. Pascal Leclaire went eighth overall in 2001. He only played 100 games, 108 NHL games. Not the best player. Not great. And then Rick DiPietro went first overall in 2000, and we all know the Rick DiPietro story. So. We'll say guys that fell short of where they were, like what you'd be unhappy with, compared to happy with. So Rick DiPietro, unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
Pascal Leclaire, unhappy.
Yep.
Kari Lehtinen?
Probably unhappy at seven, but you would probably look back and be like, ugh, but you'll still take it.
Okay, so 0-3.
Yep.
Marc-Andre Fleury, yes.
Sign me up.
One. Al Montoya, no. So now we're 1-4. Carey Price, yes. That's 2-4. Bernier, 3-4. Bernier, yes?
Yeah, I think so.
11. Okay. Well, I guess he's saying this was Lehtinen. And then, yeah. Right. Okay, we'll say Bernier, 3-4. Pickard, no. 3-5. Campbell, no. 3-6. Vasilevskiy, yes. 4-6. Samsonov, yes. 5-6. Ottinger, yes.
He's made the NHL already. So
yeah, 6-6. Spencer Knight, yes, 7-6. And then Askarov, we'll say the jury's through it. But if you notice, all of those busts came at the beginning of the millennium.
Yep.
And we counted Kari Lehtinen as not what we'd want, and even then, and we counted Bernier, so you could even flip Kari Lehtinen over to the yes category or the Bernier to the other side. But all of these came. See, we started off with 00, 01, 02, 04. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The goaltending, it looks like, I don't know if it's maybe a good run or the scouting's gotten a little bit better on these like top quality guys, but it feels like you're going to get.
It's becoming more solidified. Yeah, because going backwards, you go Askarov, Knight, Ottinger, Samsonov, Vasilevskiy, then Jack Campbell. So
yeah.
And Jack Campbell did turn out well. And then Chet Pickard. That's 08. So Jack Campbell's 10. That's 11 years. So I think if you're right, just to kind of sum up the thing, if the board breaks in a way that is not ideal for the Sharks, Eklund's gone, Beniers is gone, the defensemen are gone, it just kind of breaks that way. Why not take the guy who has a monster ceiling? Because Wallstedt as a prospect is better than most of these guys ever were. Carey Price.
Yeah, like, and how many times have we had, you know, guys on and say, like, all right, who's the best player in the draft? And they're like, it might be Jesper Wallstedt, you know? And if you're getting the best player at the draft at number seven, that seems like a good deal to me.
Yeah, so you can make your conclusions. Maybe we'll look at it in the summertime or as we get closer to the draft of who went in, like, second rounds and maybe a deeper dive, but.
Suck it, Eric.
Yes. Suck it, dead boy. We'll be back next week with more draft profiles. Hopefully one on Jesper is coming up soon too, so that we can really dive in there. We'll keep covering the draft. Maybe we'll take a swim in the free agency pool. Who knows? So the world is our oyster. I think draft stuff is really where we're still heading and the expansion draft. But more questions, obviously, keep asking us questions. We're more than happy to cover the Sharks and any news that happens. We will be on it. If you want to talk to us and tell us all of the good ideas that you have, do DM us at Locked On Sharks at Twitter. I was going to say Twitter.com. I guess it technically is Twitter.com. If you'd like to email us bad ideas, you can do that at LockedOnSharks@gmail.com. Please go to Facebook and Instagram if that's where you get your social media from and check out all of our stuff there, Locked On Sharks. If you'd like to ask JD anything directly, you can do that at MyFryHole.
You can listen to my dog drink water in the background right now and ask Kyle about camping preferences at Kyle Demetrius.
Yeah, I'm going camping. Dakota's a good boy, girl.
Good girl.
Dakota's She's a good girl. Goodest. She is the goodest. She can drink all the water she wants. All right, we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news and every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts.